I am here in the studio with the Duxbury Fire Chief, Rob Reardon. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And it's just to talk about something. No, the building is not on fire, but we have a very interesting story to tell you a little bit about. And it's a class that your department has been offering for people in Duxbury, and it's CPR and Narcan. How to use both in an emergency situation. And I like the way you were telling me a little bit about this. It's just a one-night course, and you can know kind of enough to get by in an emergency situation. But talking off air a little bit, you told me what the impetus was for this, and I think our listeners would like to hear it, if you wouldn't mind sharing that story.
No, not at all. So about 12 years ago, my older brother was playing racquetball, and he collapsed and went into sudden cardiac arrest. And there was a person who he was playing with who was a Marine, and 30 years prior had learned how to do CPR. So he was able to save my brother's life by doing, you know, bystander CPR, getting a defibrillator. And for me, I said this basic skill needs to be taught to everybody. Everybody should know how to do this, because mm-hmm. anybody can save a life. And we all know good CPR can significantly increase the survival rate.
And when you say CPR, for people that might not be cognizant of what that means when you do the chest compression.
Correct. Yep. Chest compressions. We don't have to do the mouth breathing for them, but chest compressions, good and hard, and that can increase the survivability rate for people.
Now, answer, is this an urban or a suburban myth? I've always heard the song that they tell you to do the Beats to or the Pumps to is Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
Sure. That is something that we actually show video of, and it helps you keep on track. You know, that's, like I said, you got to do it fast, and you want to make sure that you go on the proper depth. But that's all stuff that we go over during the class. It's free, and we'd love to have people come.
That's awesome. And being a child of the disco era, I know that song. Now, do CPR and Narcan, which we hear about all the time, and that's what they give to, what's the word I'm looking at? Reverse an opioid overdose.
Correct.
It's like it's a miracle drug when you think about it.
And I think combining these two made sense for us, because these are some basic skills. These are things that people are seeing, and these are things that people can make a difference in other people's lives. Mm-hmm. So it's worked really well.
And it's not a big commitment, because sometimes I've seen in the past when they do, you know, it's like 3 nights or 4 nights. This is a one-night class.
One night. You're in and out of there within 2 hours, and the feedback has been really tremendous.
Now, this is, again, in Duxbury, and you do this at the Senior Center?
Correct, at the Senior Center.
And you do have a class coming up, but I believe it's full.
The one in September is full. We're maxed out, and our next class is October 9th from 5 to 7. They can go to our website, which is duxburyfire.org, or they can call us at the fire station. We can put them on the list.
Does this cost anything?
No, it's free.
How old do you have to be, age-wise?
12 years, and we're seeing a lot of families, mom and dads who bring their kids, and it's a really good night.
Now, I know you talked a little bit about, you know, we both talked a little bit off air about, you've always heard stories about this person was at this place in public or that place in public, and it always seems like there was one person who knows CPR. There should be more people that know CPR in
Absolutely.
Public places. And I told you a little bit off air about one of my brother-in-laws working out at a gym. This was in Connecticut. One of these super fit, really thin guys who runs had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Not expected at all. But his neighbor, who worked out at the same gym, had been a medic in Vietnam and saved his life with CPR. So what if he hadn't been there?
Right.
I hate to think what would have happened. He would have been one of these young guys you hear about. Well, how did that happen? So I think it's a good skill to have, especially if you've got a family too, because everybody's got relatives of different ages. And you talked about a little bit about the chain of survival. This is something that the opioid funding, which we hear about in general terms, is actually gone to help you put this class on.
Sure. When I had started this about a year ago, I put together a team. I have two paramedics who are running it, Kirsten Piper and Jared Waters, and they do a great job, but it costs for us to run that. So I looked at the opioid funding we had and saw that I could put together Narcan and CPR, and it would be a dual purpose. And it's going great. I mean, you look at the interest. We've already filled up September class. The classes are getting a lot of people in them, and they love it.
What do you say if somebody's listening and think, well, I'd like to do that, but, you know, I really don't know anything about it, and I'm not good with that, and I'm a little nervous, and I don't think I'm prepared. What do you say to people that say that?
You can come down. You can sit in the back of the room and just take it all in, and I bet you by the end of the class you'll be taking part in it. The instructors are great people, and the feedback has been, like I said, tremendous. So there's nothing to be afraid of. This is very easy. These are basic skills that everybody should have. And if you're having those concerns, just think about if there was a loved one that needed those. You wouldn't want to not be able to help them. This life-saving skill is something you should understand.
Okay, and then tell me again how to sign up for it and when your next class is and how long the class is.
Absolutely. You can go to duxburyfire.org, which is our website. It's on the front of the website, and you can fill out a form. If you're not comfortable with the web, you can always just give us a call, 781-934-5693, and we can sign you up. The next class is October 9th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Duxbury Senior Center. Our firefighters would love to meet you and help you out.
And you know what's a great feeling about something like this? By going to this class, you may be that one person who's in the right place at the right time, and you can save someone's life.
Right. You talk about the chain of survival. We saw this 2 weeks ago. We got an emergency call in the Duxbury Forest for somebody who had collapsed. This woman had come upon this gentleman. He had already collapsed. They didn't even witness it. She started CPR. She called 911. We got in there. We were able to defibrillate him, and he's coming by the station this week to thank us.
That's
the chain of survival.
And isn't it true that sometimes that can make the difference between life and death, whether this
Absolutely.
Person's going to make it while they're waiting?
You only
for
have so
cruise.
Much time, and that CPR is what keeps the pump primed so that when we get there, we're able to actually defibrillate, because if there's too much time that passes, we don't have that option to get that heart beating again.
Everybody should know how to do CPR.
Absolutely.
That's just my editorial comment here. Yes, I've never taken the class, and I should. And this is wonderful information. Your next class, October 9th in Duxbury. For more information or to sign up, go to duxburyfire.org. Chief Reardon, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Again, that's Duxbury Fire Chief Rob Reardon. We're going to put this up online, too, so people can check this out. I'm Christine James, 95.9 WATD.